All right, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and I'm back with another video. This is a short rant that I'm going to do about why I'd rather support the hentai and roge novel community instead of OnlyFans, or something that a lot of other people support. Well, see, one thing about me is I love a good story. And I think I love a good story more than I like most porn. I was actually one of the guys that was interested in the stories to porn, especially if they had a good one or something interesting, like unique. And there was actually a couple made way back in the 90s that had like softcore scenes and knowingly softcore scenes, but they were actually like there was a real story they were trying to tell. There was this one, I can't remember what it was exactly, something about scorn, a woman scorned or something, and basically it was this woman that was getting back at this guy, and she drugged his whole family and all that. She fucked his son and his wife and everything else, but there was a weird story behind it, because she was so sadistic, and the way they did things, it just really, freaked me out, because they really did play up the horror and thriller elements of it. It wasn't just a stupid softcore thing. And that's why I like these kind of games, because also they can go farther. Because they deal with adult content, they can go farther with other content, like gore and just over-the-top shit. They can do that kind of thing because they have that adult label. So the sky's damn near the limit. And they don't have to worry about, oh, well, we can only do this, we can only do that. Because they have the ability to go that far, because they're already doing adult content. You can't go much further than that, right? So it allows for a lot of other things. So basically, with OnlyFans, like, you pay for pictures or videos or chats. And I'm like, that's good, but it won't keep me there. It's like, basically, you're chatting with somebody that doesn't care about you, and you're getting pictures from somebody that doesn't care about you. It's all people that don't actually care about you. It's visual, you know, with visual novels, it's so much better, because you're getting all these characters and stories, and you get different routes, and you get to learn about different characters, the things that they, like, because they're actually written pretty decently. Like, some characters are more stubborn than others, and some are more crazy than others, and some are a pain in the ass, you know, just like dealing with real people. And you get to do that kind of vicariously. You don't have to fucking deal with the bullshit of real people, because there's a lot of bullshit and you know, dealing with real human beings that, like, not like, a lot of us don't even want to deal with. However, when you're in, like, the context of a visual novel, you don't have to deal with all that shit. And a lot of times, like, it's fake. It's always fake on OnlyFans. By the way, they actually have guys go in there and chat and pretend to be the girls and make all kinds of money from it, like I said. So when you're going to support the hentai and the visual novel industry, the roge industry, you're actually supporting a lot of people. As I said, you're supporting the artist, the graphic designer, the programmer, the musicians. You're supporting the script writer, because they actually storyboard a lot of this stuff, you know. It's not just like on OnlyFans where they just take here's me on my camera or whatever. No, they actually have to script this out. And it's a big production. You know, they go from one production to the next. And even with the voice actresses, they have to do all this special stuff. And they put a lot of work into it. Like I was telling you about the Starless, when all the voice actresses left comments about what they had to do and how much work they put into it. And they wanted to make a good product. You know, they wanted to make it believable. So whether it was sex or whether that was just really passionate, emotional shit, like, you actually had to really work at it. You know, instead of getting some grainy pictures or whatever on a cell phone or whatever the hell they're doing now, you are actually getting a full product made by a company and developers that give a shit. Like, why do you think people are, like, so interested in a story like Muramasa, which is long as shit? Yeah, it has 8 scenes and sex scenes, but you're getting a whole story. This is a very, very long read. people are reading it, and right now on the internet, I believe there's one guy, a German guy, that's reading it. And he's got a lot of people that are paying attention to that. And a story like Sakura no Mori Dreamers, which, yes, it does have sex, but it's way out in the back. And I'm more interested in the murder and the plot, all that other stuff. And there was actually a really good Suicide Girls thing they did a long time ago. It was Suicide Girls Must Die. And it turned out to be a phony thing at the end, but they actually tried to make a plot and story. Like, they were trying to say that some guy was trying to kill Suicide Girls. And I was like, oh, this is interesting, because there's actually a murderer. Like, it's not just a bunch of sex. They're actually trying to avoid a murderer. And, you know, like, that kind of stuff can, like, that's why people are reading the novels. Because in the West, they took all that shit out. They just went to gonzo porn, which is like the fast get it done shit. Oh, I just want to see a bunch of people fuck each other. Okay, fine, that's good. You want a quick fap, you can see all that shit on Twitter. But if you want something that's going to keep you there longer than just a fap, you keep coming, you know, like maybe you'll come back to it every once in a while, but how meaningful is it going to be in the next couple of months or years? Like, you can look at a story like Euphoria, and that's something that I'm going to remember for a long time, because I remember how I felt around those characters, just like I felt with those characters in I.O., or those characters in Remember 11, and those didn't have sex, but they had the same kind of gender and gender dynamics and character relationships that you don't get with regular, like, porn, you know? And even if we're talking about something like that's more Nukage, which is going to be like my healthy hentai lifestyle, those characters had personalities and stuff, and there was an interesting little world, because it was an entire world where they were okay with degeneracy, and they had like special cards or whatever. Like, that's interesting, you know? You don't even see that stuff. Like, maybe there's porn parodies and people like those, but when it comes down to it, you know, again, there's actual, like, you know, again, character dynamics, you're kind of more interactive with it. And I know there's people that do interactive porn, but is there I mean, I don't know if there's interactive story porn where you're actually, like, interacting with the characters aside from the sex scenes. You know, they have, like, POV where you're, like, the guy, you see some other guy's dick or something. Yeah, I don't know, man. I'd rather like it in the visual novel sense where you're actually, You kind of play the role of the character, or you kind of at least feel where that character's coming from. Like, sometimes with Keisuke, you wanted to strangle him, you know? But it's still, at the same time, you know, like, you're reading for that character. So it's a bigger deal than just getting a bunch of pictures and videos. Like, oh, here's some pictures and videos. No, I want a 30 to 40 hour novel. I want something that's gonna be memorable. I want something that I can't stop playing because I'm into the story, and the story's got me in a you know how you read a good mystery novel and you want to find out what's really going on? That's what the good visual novels do. And sure, they have sex and even very explicit content, but you're getting more than just some sex. You're getting a lot more. So even if the novels are like $30, hell, that's still less than you're paying for your average thought. Like, here's $100 for my feet pics. Look, there's probably, like, foot job scenes in the anime, and, like, I mean, that's not even why I'd be there. Like, I'd probably skip that crap, because there's more going on in the anime, or the hentai, whatever we're talking about, the Eroge novel. There's more going on. There's so much more going on, you know? So when these things come out, I want to support them. And by the way, when you get into the servers and the groups, you find out that a lot of people, like, we'll say, well, this one's only 10 to 15 hours long, or this one's just kind of more of a parody. It's not a very serious story, so, you know, you may not want to have it high on your radar. You might want to have it a little lower. It's not that good. Or some of them say, oh, this one's really good. You'll like the story a lot. So, you know, because people are reading for the story. You know, there's a story there. The Japanese actually fucking give a shit. And yes, we do Western ones too, but I just don't think most of the Western RPGs are on the caliber of the JRPGs, which is why, not the JRPGs, but the, and I don't want to say RPGs, I'll say visual novels, rather. I kind of went too far, but I don't think that the Western novels, the OELVNs, Original English Language Visual Novel, I don't think they're quite as good as the Japanese language visual novel. I don't think they are. Sometimes they are. But for the most part, it's just a bunch of woke, like, pandering, because the the LGBT community found out, oh, we can push our stuff a lot easier through this. So that's why you had crap like Hate Plus and stuff like that being pushed, because it was easier to basically put your agenda into a novel. And that's really not necessarily what the Japanese were doing. The Japanese were trying to make good stories. And I'm not saying there's all of them are like that, because there are some really good. And even though they really try hard to be Japanese, you know, at least they're doing a decent job. Somebody linked me to one that just came out recently. They said it's like the equivalent of like Ever 17 in the West. And it just came out. And some people say that it's decent. You know, but again, it's just trying to be Ever 17. It's trying to be like that, rather than coming out with something that's, you know, different and original. And of course, people try to say, like, one guy was arguing that Nemu from Euphoria was just a dollar store version of Beatrice from Umineko. And I don't think so at all, because, I mean, obviously, Beto is a fucking dude, and, you know, I mean, not even aside from that, there was no H scenes in Umineko. And we don't know how Beto would have acted in H scenes. We don't know how that would have gone down. But we do know how Nemu would have acted in H scenes and normal scenes, because they showed both. It's a completely different character. We had one character that reveled in sexual torture. We had one other character that reveled in murder torture and gore torture. It's two different types of characters. This is a much different thing. I mean, Beto wasn't asking Battler to go fuck his aunt and shit like that. I mean, come on, let's be honest. This is a completely different kind of thing. But when we've got somebody like Nemu, who is like asking him to get with his childhood friend and all that crazy shit, that's way more devious. I think even Beto would have probably taken a few steps back from that. And that's one reason why, you know, that guy eventually, he gave up. He was like, no, you're not going to win this fight. I'm sorry. You know, just like with the Mistress, you can't compare an H-scene novel to a non-H-scene novel, especially if it's hardcore Nukige, and it's hardcore, you know, just hardcore sex. You can't do that. It's not going to work like that. But, you know, aside from me rambling on about something else, yeah, the fact of the matter is, I get involved in this more. I mean, if I was going to pay for some kind of sex, it would be for the actual act, like, you know, through legal escorting, if that ever becomes a thing, or, you know, prostitution, if that ever becomes a thing legally, like it has in some countries, sure, I'd pay for that. I wouldn't pay much for it, because it'd be rather overpriced, and I probably wouldn't enjoy it that much. It probably wouldn't be that great of a thing. It's like, yeah, you do the thing, it's whatever. But, again, I would really still end up paying as much as I do for the visual novels and supporting, you know, Jost and Manga Gamer and Dempasoft and all those companies, because they actually care about stories, you know? They actually care about making good content, you know? Something that's memorable that I can come back and say, oh, isn't that like a sex novel? No, it's so much more than that. Sex is like maybe 25%. There's still 75% of a novel that you just can't even, wouldn't even imagine. And if you took the sex out of it, you'd find it very, very, very remarkable in the way it's written and just, you know, a lot of these different stories. Now, something like Starless, it's really hard to say because Starless is so, you know, Nukigate-based. It's, I mean, there is story talking with the characters. Like, when you're doing your beginning interview and they have to test your semen for everything, there's actually people in the back commenting, like, oh, I mean, they're actually commenting on you. It's not just like you're with this one character. No, there's a whole dynamic going on there, because their mistress is there and her daughters are there and they're watching and they're commentating. And you hear what's going on with them. It's not just you and that character, which happens to be with a lot of these H scenes. And that's why something like Sleepless did so well in Japan. And I'm pretty sure that in Japan, they probably seem to like those things more than they do the OnlyFans. Like, I don't think that's taken off so well in Japan, because they've got so much other content, and they have interactive waifus that they seem to enjoy a little more. And I mean, like, the ones you can tap on the screen. There's a couple companies coming out with that. And DL Site also seems to love those RPG Maker games. So it seems that a lot of these guys and girls, they want to have the RPG Maker experience, the RPG experience with the sexual scenes. Like, I got Succubus Connect recently, and that's a full-on, like, card battle game. It's got sex scenes in it, but it has a lot of other things that you do in the game as well. That one was actually on sale. Groupies had a bundle for it. It wasn't that expensive. That bundle made almost $3,000. You know why? That's $3,000 that isn't going to OnlyFans. I'm serious. Like, I don't know what they think they're going to do, but these girls can dress and act like waifus all they want. They're not waifus. And they're never going to be waifus. Like, it's not going to happen. Like, the dating dynamic, everything that's part of it is never, ever, ever going to add up. You're always going to have this story. And you're going to have, you know, memorable characters and even characters that remind you of other characters. You'd be like, oh, okay, like, she's kind of like this one. But let's see how she acts differently. And let's see how she acts, you know, even crazier. And people will actually argue that this waifu was crazier than that one. And you're like, wow, hey, I got to check this out. Like, everybody talks about, Magikoi. Like, oh, yeah, these girls have superhuman strength and they're throwing men through the, you know, it's just over the top. They're picking up a guy in one hand and throwing him into a tree and shit, because it's like over the top kung fu, karate kind of thing like that. That's fun. And they also have these little parody fun scenes when you try to exit the novel that come up every time. See, that's something you don't get with OnlyFans. You know, I mean, sure, they can play the role of the dating girl and all that stuff. But at the same time, why would you want somebody to play that role? It's like a live-action adaptation. Like, do you really want the Netflix version of the visual novel? Do you really want the Netflix dating sim? Because that's what you're getting with OnlyFans. You're getting, like, the Netflix version of the dating sim. Because she can play it like that. And answer in the same way, but, you know, when you actually have the real thing, why do you need the person pretending to be that? Sometimes that can be good. I mean, adaptations can be good, but most of the time, adaptations of this kind of thing are not good. And obviously, that's why a lot of people stick with manga when it comes to even anime adaptations. People say, well, I like that the anime did this better. I like that the visual novel did this better. Obviously, we have the Euphoria argument, the Rance argument. They focused on the sex. They didn't focus on a lot of the story. They didn't focus on a lot of the story in Funbag Fantasy, or what you want to call Kionyu Fantasy. They didn't focus on the story in that. It was very, very important that they focus on the story. And they didn't do it, you know. I heard that the chess match was actually focused on, which is cool, because I'm glad they did adapt that. And again, they didn't adapt the punching part with Nemu and Euphoria. I'm like, why not? That's important. Yes, it's hard to watch, but that's the point. If they could act it out on this individual novel, why is it so scary in hentai world? I thought we did everything in hentai world. You're telling me that that part, which I didn't even show on YouTube, is so bad that you couldn't put it in the hentai? It was that horrible? Really? I've seen worse. There's like guys with monster dicks that slice women in half and just go right through them. Because, you know, it's crazy. I'm like, wow, okay, Japan. But yeah, I mean, it just goes to show you. This is why I would rather buy novels from people that, you know, I trust. Companies that care. People that are actually fucking fans on the staff. They actually care. They're not just after your money. You know, they actually want to make a good product. I remember talking to the guy over there at Jast. He's like, yeah, you know, I want this to be a good novel. And of course, there were some errors, but they fixed it with a patch. And it's great. That's absolutely great that they did that. You know, there was an uncensored content patch they added to Starless that I hadn't been playing with. I guess I'll be using that in my Starless videos next time. But Yeah, it just goes to show you that's why I'd rather spend my money on this stuff rather than something like OnlyFans. I'd rather support the companies that work real hard on these stories and these just to make somebody's vision, you know, usually a man's vision. You know, you're supporting a man's vision when you support these novels. You're supporting the artists and the programmers and all the girls that work very hard getting it right. It's not just some girl needs to pay her rent. It's a whole bunch of people. A whole company that can continue to make these and continue to make them better and more interesting. And if you support certain ones, then you might get a certain type of, you know, like the company will be like, oh, you want more darker ones? Well, I'll give you some more darker ones then. Oh, you want to support more lighthearted ones? We'll give you that. It just depends. If people are supporting the hell out of something, they'll probably be more likely to bring other novels from that company over. So that's great because there's so many companies in Japan making these. And it's awesome to see that there's so much support for this community. And I really like it. I enjoy reading these. And I know people are having fun looking at them. And I love talking about them because it's just a lot of fun in general. And sometimes I have critiques on them, which is fair because I am a critic and I do critique things. But that's part of it. You know, you can't critique like an OnlyFans girl. You can't, oh, you know, no, you can't do that because you might actually upset somebody. But with a company, you know, like sometimes they might actually listen. Like they may read reviews. They may actually care what you have to say. I know that Manga Gamer and I believe Jess and even GOG and VNDB. VNDB has reviews for these novels. They let you write, and of course they have spoiler versions and they have non-spoiler versions. So you can go ahead and write what you think about these novels, which is great because people check it out and they'll be like, oh, okay, well, this is what to expect. And the companies are looking at that. They'll translate it to, you know, as English as best they can. And sometimes they're very fluent with English. Sometimes they're not. They don't know it at all. So, you know, they do their best because they want to actually work with the West. Now, that might be a problem because we're going really woke here. But they are willing to work with us on certain things. So you are just going to have to do more due diligence when you're looking for these. But there's just millions of them that have been released. A bunch of older ones that have been released. And a bunch of remasters. So, you know, you can just... you got so many to choose from. And it's I think, better. Because you're just getting an experience. Maybe you're getting a game. Maybe it's not just a visual novel. Maybe there's actually a real game there. Like with the Rance games that are like hundreds of hours long sometimes. Like, that's good stuff. That's good stuff, man. That's like right out of a full purchase price of an RPG product. Or, you know, maybe they'll do some fighting games. Something like that. There's all kinds of things they can do. But it's a hell of a lot better than just paying for, you know, some pictures or some videos or some chats or some woman that doesn't actually care about you at all. She doesn't care about you. She doesn't like you. She doesn't want your money. She's going to act like however you want. At least this company, these companies, they have a story. Like, I mean, like, again, when you read the comments in Euphoria and you're like, you know what? I wanted to tell a story. It was like we wanted to make this novel. We wanted to make it controversial. We wanted people to... enjoy it. The voice actresses are saying, we want you to find enjoyment in this. The graphic artist is saying, I hope you find enjoyment in this. You know, they're because they have something they wanted to say. They have some stuff they wanted to talk about. And they did it through this visual novel about the elites and how powerful people are. And, you know, powerful people can just have these companies that control everything. That's really, pertinent to what's going on now. You know, Facebook closed down for almost an entire day. And it was because of some information, apparently, that Facebook tried to shove under the bus, or maybe some for legal shit. You know, Facebook's a huge company. They're very, very big. And for some companies, for some countries, they're the entire internet. You know, it's kind of scary. But, again, that's what you get when you're reading a sex novel, a hentai novel. Like, really? I didn't expect to get that kind of story out of this. I was just here for the titties. Well, you got a good story. You got something you could think about. You got something you might want to look into. If there's companies like this working on life preservation technology in this game, I wonder if companies are looking up life preservation technology in real life. And you're going to find that Jeff Bezos is indeed looking up life preservation technology. Elon Musk laughed at him about it, but he is definitely looking into it. Google's been looking into it. This is stuff that's going on underground, man. I don't want to be completely, you know, proverbial because of the novel. Everything took place underground, but yeah, behind the scenes, all this stuff is happening. So there you go. That's what you get with a novel. That's what you get with a visual novel that you don't get with this other stuff. You don't get with OnlyFans. And that's why I'd rather support the industry and the companies that work really hard to put these out. Because you're getting, you know, just so much more. And I think that's pretty much all I need to say about this one. And hope you enjoyed this rant. And the Grim Lord will be out. Later.